Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We are getting closer. Just 3 days to go until the Eagles host the Rams in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. I'm Dave Uram. He's the incredible Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And Merrill, yesterday, Nick Sirianni holding his middle of the week press conference. What is he saying about the Rams?
Well, he had a lot of praise, as he generally does, for the opponent about their coaching staff. He talked about Sean McVay, who is one of the smartest young coaches in football, has a great staff, great defensive coordinator. Don Shula's grandson, Chris Shula, they've played very, very well. They got off to a rocky start. They had a lot of injuries early, but they are playing really good football right now.
And Jalen Hurts, there's so much talk about his play, managing the game, how much he throws, how much he doesn't throw, his decisions, seeing the field, so on and so forth. How is Nick assessing Jalen's play right now as he is throwing the ball less this season?
Well, as a matter of fact, somebody brought up the fact that 2 years ago, he threw about 100 more passes than he did this year. But Nick said a lot of that has to do with how the games went, what he had to do to win. He said, that's what we do. We do whatever it takes to win. So if you're going to count passes, that's fine, but it's not always the whole story.
Saquon Barkley was one of a handful or so of Eagle starters who didn't practice yesterday for rest. You know, he's had a lot of carries this season. He's been used a lot. How does Nick Sirianni approach Saquon Barkley's usage?
Well, he's had almost 400 touches this year, but he does a lot of things to get ready. And he works on everything. He said, number one, load management. And that's an example of him resting yesterday. The load management has to be really expertly and precisely planned during the week. He stays an optimum weight at a perfect weight. He works with weights. And there are a lot of people involved in keeping Saquon Barkley in peak condition. There are trainers, doctors, the strength staff, all of the people who work with him so that when game time comes, he is ready to be at his very, very best.
And they've done an excellent job with that thus far. And we know that Saquon, on November 24th in Week 12, did an outstanding job against the L.A. Rams with 255 rushing yards, a touchdown of 70 yards, I believe another one of 72 yards. Merrill, I can't imagine that the Rams are going to let Saquon do that again. I can't imagine.
Well, the Rams will come here with their number one objective, to somehow contain Saquon Barkley. They're not going to stop him, but they are here to keep him somewhat well under 255 yards. If they keep him to 125 yards, they're in pretty good shape.
Right, right. You know, Merrill, I've heard some folks in the media this week, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I've heard some folks in the media sound very confident about this matchup between the Eagles and Rams, and that the Rams, they give off the vibe that essentially the Rams are no match for the Eagles. But why should folks not take this Rams team for granted when the Eagles host them on Sunday?
Well, I think that is on the part of the fans, the talk show hosts. But really what counts is the team and how they feel about this game. And the Eagles are not overconfident. They respect the Rams. They know that the Rams are playing very, very good football. We watched them the other night against Minnesota when they sacked Sam Darnold 9 times. Matthew Stafford is a future Hall of Fame quarterback. They've got great receivers in Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. They're a very, very good team. So you look at this game and say, are the Eagles the better all-around team? Do the Eagles have a better roster? The answer is yes, but the Rams are certainly capable of winning this game. Do I feel confident about the Eagles winning? I feel they should win this game. But in no way, shape, or form do I think the Rams are not a big threat, because they are.
There are definitely no gimmies in the NFL. Merrill, great stuff as always. Tomorrow we will get your keys for this showdown, divisional round showdown between the Eagles and Rams. Have a great day. That is the great voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.